Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited to have a guest that I haven't met before, but I've actually been seeing his work because several of my guests have been from his organization. So it was like, bring in the boss. Let's hear about his background. So Tom Schwab, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate that.
Sharon, I appreciate all you do, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you know, I see in your bio that you're a Navy veteran. My dad was a Navy veteran, so thank you for your service. And you ended up running some nuclear plants, pretty impressive, and then got into the marketing. So there's always new areas of endeavor for all of us, for those of us watching and listening. And then you're really specialized most recently kind of as a pioneer in podcast marketing, right? And I think it's fantastic. Obviously, here we are on my podcast. And as I said, we've had several of your guests, your clients on in the last couple of weeks. So tell us a little bit more. What's not in your bio, Tom? Share a little bit.
Well, I look at my bio only makes sense in the rearview mirror going backwards. And people thank me for my service. I thank them for paying for my education. I was truly blessed, went to the Naval Academy as an engineer, and like you said, started running nuclear power plants. And that taught me that anything could be systematized, it could be taught, it could be improved. And really, that's what we've done now in using podcasts and specifically podcast interviews as a system to get out there. And, you know, here I am in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And, you know, while there's a lot of problems in the world, there's no better time to be alive. Because you think about it, here we are over a free platform, being able to talk, being able to do a video conference. And really, we've got these tools, and there's never been a better time to be able to leverage those so that we can make a bigger impact in the world and, you know, play bigger in the world in whatever we do.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Tom. And in my teachings, I teach something called the three-legged stool concept. When we talk about building businesses, a lot of people have a great product or service. They train themselves to be good speakers or good communicators about their product or service. But the third leg of the stool is their platform. And most people really fall short in developing the platform that allows their word to get out and makes it easy for people to find them and come to them to actually transact business. You have the greatest product in the world, if you don't know a way to communicate it and get it out to the masses, you're not going to have the results you want. So I think you and I are singing this very, we're rhyming in our communication as to what does. But why did you select podcasting? Tell me how you got there.
To me, it's the strategy, right? The strategy doesn't change throughout time. And I totally agree with you on that, our biggest problem today is obscurity. No matter what you have, what you know, your product or service, there are thousands of people, millions of people that you could serve right now. The biggest problem is they don't know you exist. And it wasn't always like this, right? 10-20 years ago, you were limited by the customers that could drive to you. And now we live in a world of abundance, you know, abundant choices, abundant calories, abundant customers. And so with that, I looked at it and said, how can we get that word out? And that strategy never changes. You know, my grandfather, maybe he used the country club to get introduced to people. Other people have used, you know, billboards, email, all the rest of that. I just looked at it and said, what gives you the biggest leverage today? And I looked at podcasts and specifically podcast interviews as having great leverage. You know, I've written a whole lot of blogs in my life, but every blog was like a homework assignment. I'm not a natural writer, but I love talking and especially answering questions. So for me, it was a medium that I could easily use and then could also easily repurpose. So we could take the transcript from this and be able to turn it into blogs, can take the video and put it up there, audio. There's so many different ways. So to me, personally, podcast interviews were easy. And then when we started to test it, we found that podcast interviews were converting 25 times better visitor to lead than even blogs.
Oh, that's great. That's a great stat. I like that. And you know, as people are listening to this, you can also watch this because we do exactly what you're talking about. We make sure it's available on YouTube and we have the video recorded as well as the audio. And then we also have the transcript. So it gives you the opportunity to go out. People like to learn in different formats. And so make it available to them in whatever they want. And they will be more readily wanting to sign up and be there with you on a weekly basis. So what triggered you to get started in this? And how long have you been involved in podcasting?
Really, it's been a progression. So I was one of the first companies that used inbound marketing for e-commerce. My last company was the second case study for HubSpot in e-commerce. Beretta USA, the oldest company in the world, was their first case study, and I was their second case study. And really, inbound marketing is using content to attract, engage, and delight customers. Mm-hmm. And after we had built that company up from a regional player to a national leader and sold it off, during my sabbatical time, I started to think, could you use podcast interviews almost like we used to use guest blogs? Right. So instead of putting a blog up on my site, getting it read by three people, one of them being my mom, put it out on, Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal, somewhere that, where that audience was. So with that, I thought, could you use this like podcast or like guest blogging? And so we started to test that in 2014. It worked amazing. First, I thought, it's just a niche or a personality. So we kept testing it, refining it. And throughout 2014 and 2015, wrote a book on it, even put together a course. And I never took the course out of beta because what people were telling me was that, you've given me the cookbook. You've given me the videos on how to do it. But I want to be the guest. You take care of the rest. So based on feedback, in the end of 2015, we started to beta test a done-for-you service. And then in the early 2016, we took it out of beta. And currently, we have a team of 16, all based in the United States, but not everybody lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan with me. And we serve about 90 different clients.
And so those clients, you basically, they just show up at a scheduled time and do the interviews. Is that the idea?
They do. And I always say the best copywriters are your clients. And early on, one of our clients came to us and said, I like working with you because Sinatra only sang. And I said, thank you. What does that mean? And he's like, well, Sinatra was a smart guy. He was a hardworking guy. He could have done everything. But he realized that the best use of his time, the best return on investment was doing what only he could. So with that, he said, I want to be the guest. You guys take care of all the rest. And really, that's what we do. So we find the shows. Mm-hmm. We pitch the shows. We prepare both the host and the guest. And then we even work with them on tactics to move people from being just a passive listener to an active visitor mm-hmm. to ultimately an engaged lead.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think so we're talking about getting people guest spots on other people's podcasts, but for those people that want to actually start their own podcast and become the interviewer, what's your advice for them?
I don't think it's an either or. Mm-hmm. I think the best strategy is both, mm-hmm. right? Tapping into other people's audience and then having your own platform with that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I advise people though is that if you're a podcast guest and you take a month off or you get busy and you fall off the circuit for a quarter, nobody's going to notice. But if you're a podcast host and all of a sudden you start missing episodes, that can be the kiss of death. So make sure that you're definitely ready to make that commitment. Sometimes I'll do 50 interviews. I'll work on it for a year. Make sure you're ready to do that commitment before you launch your own platform.
Well, we just had that we just had that conversation this morning because I'm leaving this evening for about 10 days. And I go, okay, are we covered for the next few weeks? So I don't have to worry about it. Or do I need to, you know, get an interview done right away so we have some in the queue? And we're good for about 3 weeks. So that's good.
That's awesome. And it takes the stress off. And also, you know, anybody that says doing a podcast is easy has either never done it or never done it well. You know, the great ones just make it look easy. You know, everybody wants to play football on a Sunday afternoon. And it's like, yeah, I'd love to play the game for 2 hours and get paid millions of dollars. They don't appreciate all the work that went into that. So,
and you get different opinions from different people. I mean, we started a podcast years ago, and then when I launched the Play Big Movement, we rebranded it to be consistent with what we're doing in this new chapter. And we had somebody come in and give us some guidance, and they thought that I was too nice, that I should be really, you know, stabbing people and getting a controversy on the podcast. And I'm going, you know, that's called brand slaughter for me. I want people to learn from the podcasts. And so I want to make sure that there's really valuable content that people can actually take action for. But I said, maybe you're not the advisor for me, because it's, yes, there are a lot of people out there that are that way. I don't necessarily think that's consistent with the Sharon Lecter brand. So,
and that's the thing, is like the average or the top 1% of podcasts now gets 50,000 downloads. Right. So we're not trying to appeal to everybody. You just want to appeal to your ideal audience. I always say when I'm on a podcast, there's three types of people that listen to me. The first one says, Tom is an idiot. I don't disagree with them. Right. But I do know that we'd never be good customers. So we'd never work together well. The next one goes, that was interesting, but interview valet is not something that I need right now. That's fine. No, and the third ones are the ones that, wow, Tom works with people like me. He understands my problems. He could help me. And those are the ones you really want to talk to. You know, the best tweet I have ever seen came from Rand Fishkin, who was the founder of a company called SEO Moz. And he said, the best way to sell something today is not to sell anything, but to earn the respect, awareness, and trust of those who might buy. And I would say that's what you're doing on your podcast. That's what I'm trying to do as being a podcast guest.
And you said it in different words at the beginning, but it was like, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And today you have the opportunity to share your ability to be trusted in this medium. It's never been, you and I, again, we're rhyming, but it's never been easier to build a business online. It's never been easier to market online, but you need to understand and set it up so that you build that trust, so that people who've never met you fit personally can reach out. And I had an event this weekend, and people coming up and they go, you know, I'm such a fan. We've never met, but I've been watching you for 10 years. It's like, and it's just an awesome feeling to meet people that feel like they do know you personally.
Yeah, the tools are a great amplifier. But I always say the tools amplify your brilliance or your ignorance, mm-hmm. right? So you could use email to connect with people, or you could use email to spam people. You can use email, or you can use podcasts to draw people to you. Or like you said, you can be inconsistent with your brand and drive everybody away from you. I think of a friend of mine, Dan Miller, had a tree that fell down in, I think it was hit by lightning. And on his property there, he had an artist come out with a chainsaw, and they carved this beautiful eagle into it. And that same winter, I just about cut off my leg with the chainsaw cutting wood. It's the same tool. It was just one person knew how to use it, and it amplified their brilliance. The other person didn't know how to do it, and it amplified their stupidity. So I always warn people that it is easy to do things today, but you still have to know how to do them so you don't do yourself harm.
So Tom, I'm sure everybody watching and listening feels familiar with that statement one way or the other, something we have experienced in their life. So tell me where you are today with Interview Valet. What's in store for Interview Valet in 1 year and 5 years? What are your goals?
Well, podcasting is just blowing up, right? A couple of years ago, people asked me what I did, and I'd start give them my elevator pitch and they would smile and they go, what's a podcast? You know, and now people know what podcasting is. So my real, you know, vision is, goes back to our mission. Our mission is to personally introduce inspiring thought leaders to millions of ideal customers they could serve for the betterment of all. So we just want to keep doing more and more of that. It's been interesting how podcasting has changed. You know, a couple of years ago, podcasting, if you said that, people would think of like Wayne's World, a couple of guys down in their mom's basement. Well, last year I was invited to Harvard for their first podcasting event. That's the only way I would ever get invited to Harvard. But with that, I think we're going to see more, more podcasting and having a bigger impact. You know, there was a keynote speaker at Harvard there that called this the golden age of podcasting. So for those of us that are already in it, we're like, well, it's all, you know, it's a mature industry. But I think it's just because we've been in it. I think we're going to see a lot more people listening to it, a lot more fragmented. Over the years, the average number of listeners to podcasts has actually gone down, but the engagement on those has gone up. So I think it's going to be great from that. I think the one thing that people will look back in a few years and say, why did we ever call it a podcast, right? I asked my two youngest daughters a while back, what's the pod stand for in podcast? And they didn't understand. They're like, I don't know, Dad, what's the pod stand for? Because they'd never grown up in a world with iPods. To them, it was smartphones. It was computers. It was, you know, downloading it. So I think we're going to see a lot more of audio, a lot more of audio that can be played when people want it, the speed they want. And really, it comes back to communication. You know, the biggest problem we all have is obscurity. People don't know that we exist. So I think the people that will really build their brands, will really build their businesses, will figure out how to use this technology in order to build their platform. And we're just excited to continue to grow, to focus on the three verticals of business, faith and Christianity, and health, nutrition, and wellness. And we're excited about where podcasting is going.
Well, I'm excited to share this information with our audience. Final question before we wrap up and tell people how they can find you, and then we're going to hold you over for our private Facebook group. But somebody's already got a podcast out there and has been operational. And obviously a way to build their audience is through the audiences of the people they interview. But what else, what other recommendations do you give them for building their audience from an existing podcast?
So with that, I think, you know, once again, going back to obscurity, where else can you go, right? Can you be a guest on other people's podcasts? Can you promote the people that are on your podcast? You know, there's an old joke on how do you sell newspapers in a small town? Put everybody's name in there. That way everybody will buy one and their moms will buy five. And I think that is a powerful thing today in podcasting. You know, a lot of times we talk about content creation. I think there's value in content curation, mm-hmm. so that if you can bring different people in and just sort of that cross-pollination. So I would encourage anybody that has a podcast, as you're looking for guests, look to have other people that have podcasts, because their audience is going to come along there. It's much easier to bring somebody on to listen to your podcast that already does listen to podcasts, as opposed to converting somebody and showing them how to download their first podcast and listen to it on iTunes. So think of that cross-pollination, think of that curation, not just creation.
Great. Excellent point. And it's really, you know, I teach in my success equation, passion plus talent times association times action plus faith. And that association is really the quickest way, speed to market, to speed to grow your audience, is because that association builds your brand, that association builds that loyalty and trust. And it's something that I think is, you know, exactly what you're sharing and what you're doing with your clients. So someone who wants to know a little bit more about Interview Valet, share us about how they can find you.
Sure. The easiest way, I know you're listening to this, doing multiple things, so I'm going to make it easy. Just go to interviewvalet.com /playbigger. And everything Sharon and I talked about will be there. I'll put a free copy of my book, Podcast Guest Profits, How to Grow Your Business as a Targeted Interview Strategy. There's a checklist that we use, that all of our clients use. In the military, we used to say checklists are written in blood. Make sure it's somebody else's blood. I'll put that checklist right there. And then finally, if any of this resonated with you, if you'd like to find out how we could help you, you can go ahead and find a free consult there with our team. I'll put all my social media there so you don't have to figure out which Tom Schwab it is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So all that will be back there at interviewvalet.com/playbigger. Play big.
That's fantastic. Now, one last question as we go out, because it's very important. How to be the ideal guest and turn listeners into leads?
Yes. Your goal on being on a podcast is to make the host look like a genius for having you there. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about jab, 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 right hook. I look at that as serve, 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 ask. So with that, put as much value out there as you can. Give free offers back on your website. If you keep doing that, keep that serving, soon your ideal customers are going to be asking how they can work with you.
Again, we're rhyming. I talk about instead of sell, serve, because if you sell, it's a transaction. If you serve, it's a relationship, and that relationship eventually will generate a lifetime of sales. So thank you so much, Tom. It's been a delight, and you're going to hang in there for a few more minutes so that we can do another interview for the private Facebook group. If you don't belong to that, go to Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter and share with your networks. And we're anxious to have you join us on this journey of playing big, which is being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.